We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Chet. The Magid Midovna had been describing how every mitzvah has its potential to destroy it. Meaning, even when we're doing mitzvahs, we have to be cognizant of our responsibility to do it in a balanced and correct way, so that a person doesn't end up using the mitzvah as really a source of hurting other people. Even mitzvahs can be done in an improper fashion. And Al-Keni says, therefore, we're at the bottom paragraph of Kuf Lamed Chet, Ben Adam, son of man, human being, homo sapien, re'eva sevet avnitam asher atam oreh bahar choman delekim. So what you have to do is emulate the fashion that you were taught on that mountain that God desired on Mount Sinai. Tashkiach min achalonot tzitz min acharakim. You should watch over your actions as you would look and as you would watch over something from a window or peeking through the cracks. B'chol prat u'b'chol chelek mechelkei mitzvah. You have to look at every detail and every aspect of a mitzvah. Imu kefi achukim amkubalim etzleinu. Is it in accord with the rules that we have? Ve'arum b'ira. And a person has to use cunning in being a God-fearing person. You can't just say, oh, I'm doing by the book. I'm okay. No, you got to think about it. Are you really okay? Are you really doing what's fair? Are you really doing it, every aspect of the mitzvah in a way that's fair to other people? And zot hayta tefilat David ha-melech alav ha-shalom. We find that this is what King David, peace be upon him, that's what he prayed about. Al tashgeni mi-mitzvotecha. Don't let me err from your mitzvos. Ratza lomar shlo izdamen lo shgiyah mi-maseh ha-mitzvot atzma la'asota be'eder ha-chok ha-ro'i eleha. Meaning David says, I could do the mitzvos. But when I do a mitzvah, it could be that in some aspect I'm trampling on someone else. So Hashem, don't let me err even in the details of the mitzvah. Or maybe sometimes I'll choose to do this mitzvah and I should really forego this mitzvah because there's another mitzvah that's more important. Sometimes you don't have the capacity to fulfill two mitzvot. So you have to choose between the two. You guys know the famous story of Rav Aryeh Levin? And the Esrog. There was once a guy who saw Rav Aryeh Levin go to buy an Esrog. So he sees Rav Aryeh Levin rush in, look through a bunch of Esrogim, choose one, and then rush out. So the guy says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Rav Aryeh Levin says, I'm in a rush. You want to come with me and we'll talk. So he runs after Rav Aryeh Levin, and Rav Aryeh Levin gets into a taxi, and he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. I saw you go to buy an Esrog. The Esrog is a pre-Eitz Hadar. The Torah says it's a cherished fruit. And I therefore we invest time in this cherished fruit to get the nicest one and everything, and I saw you do it so quickly. Why? What's going on? So Rav Aryeh Levin said, look, the truth is you're right. I didn't invest as much time maybe as I'd like to, but I right now have to go visit an old man. And I knew I had to go by the Esrog now. Now I could have invested more time with the Esrog, and then I would have had less time to invest in the man. And you know what? When it comes to an old man, the Torah says, v'adart up in the same term, cherish an old man. Treat him as one that's cherished. So if I have a choice to invest in the cherished fruit or the cherished human being, so then I opt for the human being. Perspective. David Amel says, don't let me err. Sometimes within a mitzvah I can err. Within the choice of two mitzvahs I can err. Klal ha-davar, the general rule, says the Magen Midovna, kol tzadecha tispo. You should keep account of your footsteps, so to speak. This is figurative. He says, take note of where you're going. And when you decide your path, so it's something that should be evaluated, something that should be weighed in the scale of justice. And when you choose something, so then you have to think it through, and think, maybe that's my wrong inclination, trying to veer me off the correct path, because he does try to make a stumble. He spreads out his net to try and catch a person in his trap as the person tries to go in a straight path. And he tries to guide him, and he makes him feel as though it's the Yetzer Tov guiding him, and he makes him happy, and he makes him feel like, ooh, I'm doing what God wants here. Mitzvah gdola asiti. Sometimes a person can do the worst thing and think he did the best thing. I did a great mitzvah. Nafshit agil b'Hashem mikdosh Yisrael titalal. A person could say, ooh, I could be so happy with Hashem. V'lo yodea ki b'imkei she'ol orit chayato. And he doesn't realize that really he has taken his life with that action and thrown it to the depths of perdition. So he says, person has to think and analyze and evaluate and not judge his feelings. Sometimes people say it feels right. Well, check it out. Is it logical? Is it right? Is it right in every aspect?